This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, live from the Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. You can watch us live streaming at our website, stateofthings.org. And we're here because of the IBMA convention this weekend, the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. And the Steel Wheels are here. They're an Americana roots band from Virginia with influences from old-time and traditional string band music. Now, they may look and sound like a bluegrass band to the casual listener, but the Steel Wheels don't think of themselves that way. Still, here they are in Raleigh at the International Bluegrass Music Association convention for the second time. The Steel Wheels feature Trent Wagler on the guitar and banjo, Brian Dickel on the bass, Eric Brubaker on the fiddle, and Jay Lapp on the mandolin. The band plays tonight, or technically tomorrow morning at 1 a.m. at The Architect, and they play tomorrow night at 9:45 at the Convention Center. It's part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Festival. Of course, we're not doing it in the streets because people would be electrocuted. It is very wet out there, and so we're moving it inside. They're going to be at the Raleigh Convention Center, and they're also going to play at the Earl Theater in Mount Airy. They're going to be in Mayberry, so that's all good and all part of this festival. And here on The State of Things, The Steel Wheels, welcome. Good to have you all here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What a great group. Trent, tell us how you came together as a band.
Well, first, I was writing some songs. I see myself as a songwriter first and foremost, and I never really wanted to perform solo. And we were all friends first, really. It wasn't like I looked for a fiddle player, a bass player, a mandolin player. It was more like, hey, these guys, I know these guys. Let's see if we can get together and play some music. So it started pretty innocently, really, and then we've been sort of slowly kind of burned as a band, I guess, burned in for about 4 years. We were playing on and off and as much as we could, and then in the last 5 years, we've really toured pretty hard and full-time as a band.
When did that come to you, or how did it come to be that you decided to take it seriously and be a band? Was that your intention when you first came together, or did that evolve?
It really evolved. I mean, I think our intentions were purely about the music at first. Let's write songs, let's create songs we believe in, that we like, and see where the sound goes. And I think, you know, almost inadvertently, we created our own sound over time. But I think it really changed for us. Jay, our mandolin and guitar player, lives, though he was born in Virginia, he lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan these days. And so obviously that's quite a distance. And at some point he decided, or kind of told the band, he said, you know, I want this to be the full-time band. I'd like us to really try it. And that was a big step that, at least for me, kind of jolted me out of this idea that, well, you know, we'll do the weekends, we'll do this and do that. But it was like, okay, he's really taken this step. I think maybe it is time.
Jay is like, let's get married or I'm leaving.
Exactly. It was that defining
way
conversation.
To go, Jay.
I know.
Will you play a song for us now?
Let's do a song. Sure. Why not? Let's. This one's called We've Got a Fire.
One. Two.
We've got a fire and it burns so freely. They want to control it, but they don't know how. They say that it's freedom, go out and seek it, but they're looking for fences to put up around. They gave us a box and they told me to fill it. Tell us your story, son, so we can prepare. I strung up that box and I played them a fable. Now they are all dancing like they never cared. It's something that's truer deep as the ocean, true as the white lines keep me from you. I'm driving down highway. Wind and it's gravel now more than ever. Won't you tell me the truth? Tell me how it was when you were young and surprise them that we are still here. We live where we wander as long as the wind blows, and we'll tell them our stories about freedom and fear. It's something that's truer deep as the ocean, true as the white lines keep me from you. I'm driving down highways, it's wind and it's gravel now more than ever. It's gravel now more than ever. Won't you tell me the truth? Now more than ever, won't you tell me the truth? Now more than ever, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
The Steel Wheels, live on the State of Things, We've Got a Fire. Trent Wagler is on the guitar, Brian Dickel on the bass, Eric Brubaker on the fiddle, Jay Lapp on the mandolin. You can catch him tonight and tomorrow night as part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival in Raleigh. Check our website for details or any other social media that will tell you exactly where and when to find them. And I hope that you were watching the live stream of this thing, and if not, we'll collect that too. These guys put on a show.
Yeah.
Kind of a great thing.
It's hard for us not to move when we play.
It's great stuff. You know, I love asking this question in part because I don't particularly care about the answer, but the question, you know, the question, what is bluegrass? The only genre where it's more fun is in jazz.
Yeah, no kidding.
They actually start fist fights when you ask the question. But in bluegrass, I guess it's an issue. I have asked it for a long time, and I've concluded that bluegrass, the authentic bluegrass, is that music produced by Doyle Lawson, Bill Monroe, and Ralph Stanley.
There you go.
That is bluegrass, and everything else is something else. But let me ask you, because you don't consider yourself a bluegrass band, and you can hear elements of rock in that, certainly traditional string, all kinds of things happening. When you come to an event like this that's billed as a bluegrass festival, how are you received by other musicians? I mean, how are people taking the expansion and the dynamic in this Americana music field?
It's mixed. I think we for a long time resisted the term bluegrass because, as you said, we're not traditional bluegrass. That's not sort of the orientation. We're inspired by bluegrass, but there were several people even within the ranks of IBMA who kept telling us, you should come to IBMA. And so we felt very invited and very welcomed here. And there's not, you know, our music's not going to be for everybody. And if you're looking for Doyle Lawson or Bill Monroe, don't come and see the Steel Wheels. But it's great to see that things are opening up somewhat. I think, we really have a lot of respect for bluegrass music, but it's also, for us, it's like a leaping off point of saying, hey, you know, Bill Monroe said, this is this new music called bluegrass. Right. And instead of maybe us feeling like we want to be derivative of that, we're more deriving of that idea of, hey, well, let's do something that's true to us and honest to us. And as four musicians, we didn't grow up just playing bluegrass. We have a lot of different influences. And so this is what's authentic to us, these different influences being mixed up and whatever comes out in this sound. And so that's what feels the most authentic coming from this band.
Will you do another one for us now?
Let's do it. This is a little love song to Virginia. This one's called Rescue Me, Virginia. 3, 4.
I came from Kansas, where the sky is so big you feel alone. Gives meaning to the mountains that I call my home. My family is Midwest, where the days don't seem as busy as the East. Though there's space to wander, is the wandering never gave me peace. Oh, rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Sing the songs from the ancient, wash me in the sea. Rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Oh, rescue me. Brother lives in Pittsburgh, he's different in the ways you'd like to see. Like the rivers of that city, deep at his center, he is free. Sister writes from Wichita, she's kept herself steady in the wind. Further from the coast, she's always been the most easy kind of friend. Oh, rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Sing the songs from the ancient, wash me in the sea. Rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Oh, rescue me. It makes a difference where you go. It makes a difference where you go. It makes you different where you go. I love the West. Colorado is a promise I could keep. She's younger and wild, those aren't the mountains calling me. Oh, I'm not from here, but this is where I want my roots to grow. And all the miles that I've traveled, it's good to finally find myself at home. Oh, rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Sing the songs from the ancient, wash me in the sea. Rescue me, Virginia, rescue me. Oh, rescue me.
Rescue Me, Virginia, the Steel Wheels. Here at the State of Things, we're live from the Museum of Natural Sciences in downtown Raleigh. You can catch that band tonight and tomorrow night as part of the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival in Raleigh. We've got details on our website, stateofthings.org. Trent, you said you're all friends and hanging out together, and one of the things you have in common is that all or most of you grew up in Mennonite households. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Three of us met at a university called Eastern Mennonite University in Harrisonburg. And we all grew up in actually slightly different communities, but we grew up with that shared heritage of Mennonite, the Mennonite church, and grew up singing in the church.
Singing, because not famous for, while I would love to legislate much of what is the Mennonite ethos, I would love that was the law of the land. musicianship, the instruments of the Mennonite church.
It's funny, my grandpa grew up Amish and then left the Amish community, and in the Amish community it was actually completely forbidden to have musical instruments. And there's stories of him and some of his buddies secretly getting a hold of guitars and banjos and hiding them in the hay. And then late at night, they would have these parties where they'd bring them out and play these tunes. I love this part of that history. But yeah, so even in the Mennonite church, it was very slow to welcome in things like pianos even and other instruments. And so because of that, there's actually this great tradition of four-part harmony singing. And that is certainly something that all four of us, it's not like when we got together, we didn't say, oh, we're all Mennonites. Let's form this Mennonite quasi-bluegrass band. It was more like, we're friends. And when we create the songs, hey, let's add harmony. And we all knew how to harmonize, and it just made sense. So it's become a part of our identity as well to do that.
Though you could have said that because I don't think anyone else had done that before you.
That's right. Well, it's a genre of music that we're proudly, you know, it's that rebel Amish party band, string band.
It is a great sound, a great act, a lot of fun to watch. I've got about a minute and a half left. I'm going to leave you that much time to play. But first, I want to thank you, the Steel Wheels, Americana roots band with some bluegrass and old-time traditional influences. The band plays, we think, probably things are changing quickly here, but right now they're scheduled tomorrow. Tomorrow at 1 a.m. at The Architect, and then 9:45 at the Raleigh Convention Center tomorrow night. Check out our website, stateofthings.org, for more. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Steel Wheels.
I'm going to climb up on that highest mountain. I'm going to climb up on that highest mountain. I'm gonna climb up on that highest mountain. I'm gonna walk down that lonesome road. Tell me again, tell me again, tell me again how you left your home for the promised land. Tell me again, tell me again, tell me again how you left your home for the promised land. There are many who came before and behind us come many more. We may move slowly, but in our hands we do remember what God made for the promised land.